Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. It's amazing. It's already 2022, and for whatever reason, winter decided to hit Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, we've been having the 70-degree December days, nice winter days like I think that we should have every year, but somebody prayed. Can you at least, if you're going to pray for cold weather, pray for snow to happen as well? Because, you know, it's kind of not cool that, I know you said, well, yeah, you know, we had some snow last night. Yeah, like, you know, two drops or whatever. You know, there were some snow flurries, but didn't do any good. Anyway, it's a new year. It's exciting. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to give my annual New Year message that I did. Now, you probably remember back in 2020, I gave a message entitled The Best Year Ever, 2020. And everybody thought it was the best year ever. Then all of a sudden, some kind of weird disease hit America and the rest of the world, and everybody freaked out. But I didn't freak out and still had my best year ever. You know what? Because your year is what you determine it's going to be. You can have what you say you can have. You can do what you say you can do. You can be what you say you can be. You know, and it's really up to you. And I will let you know that 2020 was my best year ever. I claimed it every day in the middle of good times, in the middle of bad times. It didn't matter. And it was my best year ever. Now, last year, the word the Lord gave unto me was that 2021 was going to be a year of awesomeness. And I tell you what, it was better than 2020. It was a wonderful year. I mean, everything that could happen, happened. I was blessed financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. It was awesome. And then I'm trying to think, well, how in the world can you get better than awesome? We'll get to that in a minute. We're going to, first of all, talk about this. That, you know what? 2022 is like a new page. I mean, you've only, I guess, had 24 hours or so, you know, out of that new page, and hopefully most of you didn't screw it up within one day. But, you know, a lot of things that you meant to do last year or meant to do the year before, you can do them now. All right? You know, it doesn't matter what's happened in the past. It's a new year. All right? You know, make things new. I like to read the scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Paul, talking to the church of Philippi, says this, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So you know what? Forget it, whatever happened behind in 2021 and 2020, whether it was a good year or a bad year, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can change 2022. You can't change 2021. You can't change 2020, 2019, and you can't even change the good old days that you talk about that weren't really that good, or they just were old. All right, there's nothing that you can change in your past. The only thing that you can change is your future. And your future will not change if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You're not going to get anything different. If you do what you did the year before, you're going to have the same results you had the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that. The thing about it is that most people want to change their year, and 2 weeks after their new year starts, they quit. Now, I learned as a young boy that quitters never win, and winners never quit. You know, and if we quit, we're never going to achieve what God has intended us to achieve. You know, and whatever that you need to do, you can do according to God's word. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Whatever it might be, whether you need to get in shape, whether you need to pray more, whether you need to, you know, quit doing this or start doing that, whatever you need to do, you can do if you want to do it, but you have to put your mind to it. It's not always easy, you know, but you can do it. My mom taught me that long time ago because that's her favorite verse. You cannot sit in my mom's office and tell me you can't do it because she'll quote the word. The word says you can do all things. You realize that all things is all inclusive word meaning all. There's nothing you cannot do according to God's word. There's nothing. And nothing is, you know, compound word meaning no thing. There's no thing that you can't do. But you know what? You have to put your mind to do it. And your year will be as crummy this year as it was last year or whatever year before if you don't do anything different. So you're going to have to decide that I really want my 2022 to be the best year ever or whatever. I'm not going to tell you what my word is yet until I tell you what I normally tell you every year. The two things that I believe that we should do, and I've read it the last 2 years, there's two scriptures that I read, and there's, you know, things that we need to do, but the two scriptures is the Old Testament, Habakkuk 2:2. Most of you don't know where Habakkuk is. If you listen to our podcast, Tony says it's in the back of the Old Testament, all right? Habakkuk 2:2 says this, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For their vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. I will not tarry." So the first thing that we need to do is write your vision down. What are the things that you desire, or what are the things that you want to happen in 2022? Now, I want to tell you, when you're writing your vision down, don't just include things you want to happen this year, but include things you want to happen in future years, like your 5-year plan or your 10-year plan. Like, some of you might be out there and you want to get married. All right, some of you might want to have a child, or there's things that you want to do. You know, write things down. If you really want to fulfill something, you'll write it down. You'll put it in front of you. I always tell people, if there's something you really desire, then make it your screensaver on your phone or on your iPad. My screensaver is a picture of my son's race car, and so I don't know if that's because it's pretty important. My other screensaver is a picture of my wife on my iPad. So I don't have any visions or faith statements. I just like race cars and my wife. So, you know. All right. So, you know. But if there's something that I desire, that I'm going to put it in front of me. I want to look at it every day. You know, because it's important to me. And, you know, I know many people have their vision boards. But, you know, most people don't. They don't write anything down. Now, Steve Harvey, you know who Steve Harvey is? You know, he's on Family Feud. He's a comedian. And he talks a lot about the things of God. And he actually said this, that he wrote down 300 things one year. 300 things that he wanted to accomplish. And he was amazed of how many things that he accomplished after 1 year. He was amazed about it. Now, I'm not saying you have to write down 300 things, all right? I don't even know if I can think of 300 things that I want to write down and want to accomplish. But you know what? The point is, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to make happen in 2022 or even in the future? What do you want to happen in your life? Because you need to write that down. If there's something you want to achieve, then you need to focus on it. And the only way to focus on it is actually to see what you want to achieve. That's one reason that I, you know, read certain scriptures every day, because I want to set them before me every day. All right? I mean, that's why some of you wake up in the morning and you say, "This is the Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it," because that's something you should be focusing on. But some of it is just a habit. The other thing I always say that we need to do, it's one thing to write things down, another thing to ask for them. John 14:13 says this, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." So Jesus repeated himself in these two verses, basically telling us to whatever we ask, and if you ask anything in my name, I'm going to do it. So if you want something to come to pass in 2022, you need to ask for it. What do you want? Ask for what you know, we have not because we ask not. Ask what you will and it shall be done. So you know what? If there's something that you want to come to pass this year, then you need to start asking for it. in his name, in the name of Jesus, what the Bible says. What do you want to happen? Because you know what? If you don't ask for something, it's not going to happen. It's up to you to ask for it. Now, you say, yeah, but God knows I need it. You know what? God knows you need healing. God knows you need this. God knows a lot of things that you need, but you're not going to have it unless you ask for it, because that's what we have to do. We have to ask in faith, believing. Why do you have to ask? Because of Adam and Eve, whenever they ate of that tree, then we became a free moral agent. And because, see, the thing about it is, if we didn't have to ask for anything, the Lord would make us all get saved today and we all go to heaven tomorrow. Or today, I guess, because, you know, Sue Bell got saved, we'd all go to heaven. But you have to ask for it. You have to believe. Everything that we receive from Jesus, we ask for it in faith. And now, a lot of times we don't ask for it because we're like, well, I don't see how that can happen. It's not about you seeing anything. It's about you believing. See, God says that I believe it, and that settles it for me. I learned that a long time ago from my grandfather. He didn't say that you have to figure out how it's going to happen. It says that you need to ask. You know, I haven't figured out how the Spirit of the living God comes on the inside of my heart whenever I ask for it. I haven't figured out how that can happen. But it's not for me to figure out things. It's for me to do things. You know, when, you know, Mark 11, you know, talks about speaking to the mountain and the mountain be removed, it doesn't say for us ever to move the mountain. It says for us to speak to the mountain. And as we speak to the mountain, as God speaks, the mountain will be removed and cast into the sea. Well, it doesn't say for you to move the mountain. It says for you to speak, for you to say it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, and have whatever you say. But you're not going to have whatever you say if you don't say anything. And many people are like, man, I'm going to have a great year, but you don't even say anything. That's why in 2020, I said every day, this is my best year ever. I would wake up in the morning and say it. I would say it all day long. Every time things really kind of went bad, I would say it again. Why? Because I'm going to have what I say, because that's what the Word of God says. You can have what you say. But if you're not saying anything, you're not going to have anything. And so many people sitting around like, well, brother so-and-so, we had this word and it's going to be for me. No, it's not. It's not going to be for you unless you put it into practice in your own life. It doesn't matter who has any kind of word, because you know what? Many of you have read many words in your Bible. I know it's not Bible, it's an iPad. But I mean, you know, many of you have read many words in your Bible and they haven't came to pass because you're not putting them into practice. You know, and like I said, my grandfather always says, what does the word say? All right, so we need to ask for it. You know, you say, well, I don't think it can happen. I didn't say you don't. I'm not worried about what you can think. What you think should be out of the question. Can you ask? Do you have the ability to ask? All right, so back in September, October, I can't remember exactly the day, but I was praying about the word for the new year. All right, because, you know, thought about it. And I actually woke up one morning and spoke it out. It's a scripture that everybody knows. It's Ephesians 3:20, and I'll read 21 as well. Reading first from the New King James Version, and then we'll look at a couple other versions. It says, now unto him who is able to do an exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I woke up one morning and I went to bed praying about 2022 and what it's going to be. And the Lord, when he woke me up that next morning, he said, it's going to be an exceedingly abundant year. 2022 is going to be an exceedingly abundant year. And you know, I knew the scripture and read the scripture, but I haven't examined the scripture to the extent that I examined after I got the word exceedingly abundant. Now, it's interesting. It says exceedingly abundantly above. exceedingly abundantly. And then the word went above. Above what? Above all that we ask or think. Now, you know, it says this, you know, he's going to do exceedingly above all that we can ask or think. I know, why is he going to do that? Well, it's because the power of God works on the inside of us, number one. Number two, he wants to show the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generation forever and ever, amen. You know what? I know that he's going to do exceedingly above more than I can ask or think this year. And I'm going to read the scripture every day this year. I've actually started already in October. Started reading the scripture every day. And so I decided, well, if I want to find out what exceedingly abundant, I might want to look it up in the dictionary. According to the dictionary, actually exceedingly is actually different than the word exceeding. Exceedingly is to a great or unusual degree or extent. Another word for it is extremely. So synonyms for exceedingly is enormously, excessively, extraordinary, and President Trump's favorite word, hugely. All right, so think about that. Enormously, excessively, extraordinary. Now, then the word abundant, because the word abundantly actually, it means abundant. So the word abundant says present in great quantities, more than adequate or over sufficient. Not sufficient, because see, we serve the God that's more than enough. All right. Another definition is well supplied with something, abounding, richly supplied as with resources. Now, the synonyms for that are ample, aplenty, bounteous, bountiful, generous, liberal, plentiful, plenty, lavish, and rich. All right, so you put the word together. I mean, you know, you can, you know, extremely rich. That's pretty good. Enormously, plentiful. You know, those are really big words. Now you say, well, I can't even comprehend that. That's what the Lord is trying to say, that he wants to bless you beyond comprehension. Now that's not just financially. You know, a lot of people, when they read that, that's all financial. No, in every area of your life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, every area of your life, he wants to bless you that way. I mean, you know, more than you can ask or think. Undescribable. You know, I guarantee you, if you really believe these words and your life changed that much, I guarantee your neighbors would be like, what's going on at your house? I mean, because like you went from like being extremely poor to extremely rich when you said, well, I just believe the Bible. I just trusted in God's word. Now, the scripture's been there for a long time, but have you ever acted on the scripture that's been there for a long time? Because it says above what we can ask or think, but first of all, we got to ask or think something. In order for us to be above what we can ask or think, we actually have to ask or think. And the problem is that we're not asking and not thinking, so he can't even give us what we're asking or thinking, much less give us more than we ask or think, because many people never ask or think because they think it's impossible for them to ever achieve that situation. And, and I get it, but we serve the God of the impossible. Now, we say we do, but sometimes I wonder if we feel like we do. Now, the Message translation says it this way: God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. In your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. See, it's the God that's within us that's going to help us achieve more than we can ask or think. Exceedingly, abundantly more than we ask or think. So it didn't just say more than we ask or think. It says exceedingly abundant. So lavish, greatly more. Now, I realize, once again, you can't understand that But the Bible, I mean, my grandfather always taught me to claim God's word for my life. All right, and that's what God's word says. He wants to bless us exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ask or think. And, you know, he woke me up, like I said, a few months ago and said, it's going to be an exceedingly abundant year. Now, it's not going to be an exceedingly abundant year if you don't ask or think anything. And if your asking and thinking is in the wrong way, if your thinking is always, man, this is a crummy year. Man, I mean, you know, inflation's like going through the roof. I mean, I can't even afford gas. I can't, much less afford Starbucks. I mean, I got to make a choice between which one or not. So my car's in the garage and I'm riding my bike to Starbucks. That's how some of you probably feel like. Like, you know, get a coffee maker. Mr. Coffee's pretty cheap. You can go to Walmart over here and... it's not the same. You know, well, Folgers is cheaper than Starbucks. So, and I'm not picking on any brand, whatever. I got my annual $100 of Starbucks card. My mom gives me every year, and it usually lasts me for about 9-10 months or so out of the year. So if anyone wants to give me another $25, I'd probably make it the whole year. So, actually, someone already did give me $25 more. So I think I have $150 for Starbucks. I'll probably make it the whole year. But I do need exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. So someone's giving me $100 for Starbucks, so I'll have enough for the whole year. Now, I realize that won't be enough for your whole month if you go there every day. But you know what? God's going to bless you exceedingly abundantly more than you ask or think, so you'll have plenty of money for Starbucks, your fuel, and anything else that might go up this year. Because it doesn't matter. You know, so many people have been speaking so many negative words over so many things the last few years, and negative, 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 and they want positive results. Begin to speak things into existence. I mean, Dad has a book. I mean, what is it called? Paint the World. What is it? I don't know. About create the world that you want to see. Through your own mind, through your own lips, you know, the way you talk about it. So I read the Amplified version. They call this Amplified Classic version because there's a new Amplified version. I just always read the Amplified Classic version. So it says here, now to him who by inconsequence of the actions of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly. I didn't know that was a word, but according to the Amplified Classic version, super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Now, many of you probably haven't ever looked at other translations, but super abundantly. So I'm thinking, is that a real word? I mean, did Mr. Amplified make that word up? So I looked it up. Superabundant is an adjective meaning exceedingly or excessively abundant. More than sufficient, or the word excessive. And so synonyms for superabundance is bellyful, excess, fat, overabundance, overflow, overkill, oversupply, let's see, surplus. I mean, so, you know, and this says superabundantly far over and above all that we even dare ask or think. Now, you know, when you read some of these other translations, you're thinking, man, I mean, you know, that's pretty awesome. Well, that's what our God is. Our God is an awesome God. I know sometimes you sing that song, but he is an awesome God, and he wants to pour his awesomeness on you. But you have to, first of all, ask or think something to receive more than you can ask or think. And the reason, I mean, that's what I mean, it came in my mind, that the reason that we're not receiving super abundantly more than we can ask or think is we're not asking or thinking anything. We're just accepting the things as they are. The last year and a half or 2 years or whatever, many of us, even Christians, have accepted the new normal. I haven't accepted the new normal. I'm not going to have the new normal. The new normal doesn't exist in my life because my life is only about not just normal, but excessively, abundantly, more than normal for my life. And I'm going to live a normal life. And I don't care if I'm the only one in this earth living a normal life, but because I do know there's more people that are like me that want to live a normal life. I'm tired of hiding in a closet, you know, being afraid of people. Because you know what? There's no way to win the loss if you're afraid to talk to somebody or someone's afraid to talk to you. There's no way. You know, well, if enough people sit at home and watch you online, that's not church. That's not church. And we have churches now that are closing again. You know, this is crazy. This is crazy. You know, the Bible says to not to forsake the assembling ourselves together. It's clear on that. What does that mean? That means we as Christians need to come together and worship together. And I tell you what, I mean, you know, people always, you know, talk about when we have special meetings, you know, how it's always a glorious time. Well, that goes back to the special meeting they had in over in Acts. And it says they were in one place and they were one accord and the Holy Ghost began to move. Why? They expected the Holy Ghost to move because the Lord told them to go get in one place and get ready to see the Holy Ghost. And the reason that we have wild times and special meetings is because everybody comes to one place and they're in one accord and they expect a move from God. But it's time for us to come in one place in one accord every Sunday, every Wednesday, you know, every day we come together and expect God to move. I mean, you know, it's just that simple. But nothing is going to change until you expect something to change. And it's really up to you to change your year. If you want a super abundant year, you're going to have to think it's super abundant. You're going to have to think it doesn't matter what's going on around about us. It doesn't matter that everybody else is hiding in their closet. I don't care. You know, they can do what they want to do, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to live a normal life and I'm going to do what God wants us to do. You know, and I'm not going to let anybody else deter me from doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what kind of stupid law they're trying to pass or, you know, shove down your throat. I'm going to go and do what I want to do. I'm going to do what God called me to do, and nobody's going to stop me. Why? Because, you know, I have a super abundant power on the inside. And, you know, it's so. The voice translation says it this way. I'm not sure if they even have the voice translation back there. But it says, now to the God who can do so many awe-inspiring things, immeasurable things, things greater than we ever could ask or imagine through the power at work in us. I mean, awe-inspiring, immeasurable things, things that we greater than we could ever ask or imagine. And see, these things are not just financial things, folks. These things are about the fire of God that's going to be poured out upon this generation. And it's time for us to you know, I'm tired of hiding in the closet and not letting God be God. And God's going to show up like never before if we expect it. And 2022 is going to be, you know, better than the best year ever, because it's going to be exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think or imagine or dream or whatever. I mean, that's a lot. And it's basically going to be indescribable if you let it be indescribable. But I'm here to tell you that there are going to be things in your 2022 that are going to try to keep you from having an exceedingly abundant year. But you're going to have to, you know, it doesn't matter what happens. And here's the thing. One thing that happens in your year does not define your year. You know, many of you, well, most of you guys, a lot of you guys probably watched some bowl games yesterday. Both the OSU teams, Oklahoma State and the Ohio State University, looked like they were going to get beat. You know, but see, they didn't let the first half determine the outcome of the game. If we would have stopped at halftime, it would have been a different outcome. But, you know, there are some times that it seems like the first half of your year wasn't very good. You know, there are some times that you might get late in the fourth quarter. You know, if you look at a year, that your year is broken up in a quarter, whether you want to or not. If you live in the financial world, it's quarters. And maybe you're in the third quarter, maybe you're in the fourth quarter, and it seems that it hasn't been a good year. But you know what? You keep believing, and you keep confessing, and you keep saying, and it doesn't matter what anybody else is saying around about you. It's, you know, they do not determine your year. I don't determine your year. Only you can determine your year. Maybe you should start it off by going to the store and getting some new tires, Goodyear tires. So and get the ones that have the white wall where you can actually read Goodyear tires. So every time you get into your car, I know this sounds cheesy, but you know what? We talked about putting the vision in front of us. And most of you can't afford to fly a blimp in your backyard, so tires will be a lot cheaper. Even Walmart has Goodyear tires, or Costco has Goodyear tires, you know. And that way, every time you got in your car, you could see Goodyear. And you know what? If you don't want to believe the Bible, at least you could believe your tires. And I know it sounds cheesy, but you know what? It's putting things in front of us. You know, every time you watch the news, maybe you should go out and look at your car, your tires. And you say, well, yeah, but my car's pretty crappy. Well, change your tires. You can do that easier than changing your car right at first. But you know what? You can start asking or thinking exceedingly abundantly, and maybe, you know, coming out the end of the 22, you have a better car. I bet I won't go on. Anyway, but once again, it says, many awe-inspiring things, immeasurable things. You realize you can't measure things that are immeasurable? You can't measure things that are immeasurable. Now, I know, you know, many of you might be used to, you know, recipes, you know, where you have, you know, put in 2 cups of milk and, you know, however many, whatever, butter and salt and all these kind of spices. And you measure those out and you know exactly what it is. And so many people, you know, they want to have, you know, well, they want a recipe in order for their year to be extremely awesome. Well, the recipe is believe God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. It's not that hard to believe God, because God can bring about an immeasurable year if you let him. Now, many people, you say, well, I don't make enough of my job. I don't do this. Well, let's quit talking about you. Yeah, but you know, my wife spends too much money in this. Well, let's quit talking about her, because it's not about you. It's not about her. It's about our God. Remember the song, Our God is an Awesome God? I mean, you know, it's about your God. It's not about you. It's not about your wife. It's not about your kids. It's not about the economy. It's not about your president. It's not about your governor. It's about God. The God that's more than enough, that wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ask or think in your wildest dreams. Unimaginable. Unmeasurable. Unbelievable. You know, he wants to exceed. That's a passion. I want to get there. Greater than we can ever ask or imagine. So I want to leave off with the Passion Translation. It says this: never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. See, that's the first thing. Never doubt God's mighty power. It's not your ability to do it. It's his ability to work in you and through you. All right, it goes on to say, the mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. But number one, you got to request something for him to enact more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. You know, more than you can imagine. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. See, you have the miraculous power of God working on the inside of you. And, you know, that's why the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Because it's working on the inside of you. And you can do it exceedingly, abundantly, miraculously, indefinitely, more than you can ever imagine in your wildest dreams. That's a lot. Now, you know, I know we can't comprehend all this, but what the Bible is trying to say, that we serve a God that's incomprehensible, and there is nothing that he cannot do through you if you let him. Physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, it doesn't matter. Our God is able, willing, and wants to be an exceedingly abundant God working in your life more than you can ever imagine. But you have to let him. The way we have an exceedingly abundant year is, first of all, we have to put this before us every day. I would encourage you to get all these translations or your favorite translation and read it every day in 2022. Every day, because you know what? Every day I wake up and I think, you know what? This is going to be an exceedingly abundant day. Now, here's the thing. There are going to be things that come your way in 2022. There's going to be situations, circumstances that do not seem to be exceedingly abundantly. As soon as you have one of those situations happen in your life, you need to immediately, I mean, by this time you should be able to quote it, but you need to immediately go back and read Ephesians 3:20. You know, and maybe you need to read it 8 times a day. In every translation that you can do, and so many Bibles, you can have like 50 different translations. Well, you know what? Because the more you read some of these translations, and the more you start to understand, you know, exceedingly abundantly or super abundant. I mean, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, I didn't, like I said, know that super abundant was even a word. Because, see, I don't know that anyone lives a super abundant life. But God wants you to live a super abundant life, more than you can ask or think. And you know, I think the key word there is more than I can even ask or think or imagine in my wildest dreams. You know, that's how much God wants to bless me, but I have to let him bless me that much. And the only way he's going to bless me that much is, first of all, for me to ask for something. He can't give me more than I ask for if I don't ask for anything. And so many people, we're at a point where we're thinking, well, you know, with the economy the way it is, with the job I have, with this and with that, and with all these things, it's not going to happen anyway, so why should I ever even ask? But going back to it, we have not because we ask not. Ask what we will, and it shall be done. You know, it says, ask anything in my name, and I shall do it. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. It's not that hard, but we have to ask, you know, and so we also need to confess that 2020 will be an exceedingly abundant year every day. 2022 will be an exceedingly abundant year every day in 2022. You should confess it every day, every day. I want you to wake up every morning and say, you know what, this is going to be an exceedingly abundant year, exceedingly abundant year. In my life. And maybe be specific about your life. Because you know what? Doesn't matter. If we, you know, roll out of 2022 into 2023 and I had an exceedingly abundant year and you didn't, you know, that's your fault. You can have what you say you can have. You can be what you say you can be. You can do what you say you can do. It's really up to you. You can have an exceedingly abundant, immeasurable, more than you can ask or think here, or you can have another crummy one. It's up to you. It's your choice. It's not my choice. You know, you need to put Galatians 3:20 in front of you every day. You know, maybe make that your screensaver and your thing. Ephesians 3:20, sorry. We need to put Ephesians 3:20 in our life every day. I don't even know what Galatians 3:20 says, but maybe it's probably a good scripture as well. All right. But Ephesians 3:20, sorry, thanks, Mom. That's what moms are for. Help you out. Ephesians 3:20 in your life every day. Exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ask or think or imagine. You know, if we want to have, you know, an incredible year, you know, to infinity and beyond, to quote a movie. I mean, you know, I know, so all these years since Toy Story came out, you're like, well, what's, how can I believe in infinity and beyond? Well, that's what God wants to bless you to, an infinity and beyond. And I know many people are sitting here like, man, I don't know how that's going to happen. We serve a God that's more than enough. You know, if you want to, go back and watch the El Shaddai video from 1974, I believe. 74. 1974. It's back there. Or if you want to cheat us and go to YouTube, I'm sure somebody has it there as well. Actually, we might even have it on YouTube. I don't know. Just, you know. The point is that God wants to bless you exceedingly, abundantly, more than you ask or think. And so, in order to do that, you've got to be asking and thinking something this year. Asking or thinking. And just let God work. And I tell you what, if you'll just do this, you're going to roll into 2023 like, you know, like never before. But you know what? If you do like some of you do, and, you know, at the workout facility, I guarantee tomorrow, if you go to any gym in Tulsa or any other city, probably in the world, not just in America, you're going to see a bunch of people there. And they might show up all week long. 3 weeks, because, you know, 21 days forms a habit. 3 weeks later, you're not going to see that many people there. All right? So don't just do this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I mean, every day. Every day. And I don't care what goes on in your year. I don't care what kind of whatever that the government wants to do or not do or what. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. I'm going to have an exceedingly abundant year, more than I can ask or think, no matter what anybody else does, says, or wants to try to invoke on me, because my God is able to do an exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. And I'm not going to let anything deter it. And even whenever you get bad news, doesn't matter. I'm not looking to the world to help me achieve an exceedingly abundant year. But the Bible actually says that it's going to happen because of what's on the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And, you know, it's not going to matter. I'm going to have an exceedingly abundant year, more than I can ask or think. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you. We thank you, Father, to help each and every person in this room and each and every person watching online to get a hold of this message. And we thank you that 2022 will be an exceedingly abundant year. And we thank you, Father, for it will be greater than the best year ever, because it will be more than we can even ask or more than we can ever think. And we just thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in our lives. And we thank you that right now that each and every one of us is making changes, is deciding, you know what, these are the things that are going to happen in my life in 2022. We thank you, Father, for revival being poured out upon this nation and revival being poured out upon this world. And we thank you, Father, for the fire of God that will be manifest more than ever before in 2022. Father God, we just thank you for each and every person that's here in this room. But we thank you, Father, if anyone is here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they won't leave this place without the knowledge of him. If you're here in this room and you've never asked Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior of your life, I want you to lift your hand right now because we want to pray with you. We want to make sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because if you don't know him, you can't have an exceedingly abundant year. Because you know what? It's the gift of God that's on the inside of you. So if you're here in this room, you say, Craig, I've never been saved and I want to be this morning. Or maybe you're here and you say, I've never had what my grandfather always called a no-so experience. I don't know whether I've ever been saved or not. I've been coming to the church a long time, but I've never accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Well, you can know so this morning. Or maybe you're here this morning, you say, Craig, one time I walked with the Lord, but I've turned my back and I went away, and I want to rededicate my life to God today. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. If you're here and you've never been saved and you want to be saved, there's a hand. Thank you. Or you want to rededicate your life, or you don't know whether you've been saved or not. Lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. We've seen a couple of hands. Anybody else? There's anybody else that says, Craig, I want to rededicate my life to God today. I want to have an exceedingly abundant year, more than I can ever ask or think. But you can't have an exceedingly abundant year if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's all stand up, everyone here. If you lifted your hand for prayer, or should have lifted your hand for prayer and didn't lift your hand, I want you to come down here. We want to minister to you. If you're here today and you lifted your hand for prayer, or you didn't lift your hand, but you should have, just come down here. Just come down here. Don't be embarrassed, because you know what? There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Whenever you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or whenever you rededicate yourself to God, it's not not an embarrassing time. So just come on down here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? You know, I know it's hard to be the first one sometime, but you're not the first one. All right. I tell you what, it doesn't matter whether you're the first or the last. I mean, it's awesome to experience God's power in your life like never before. Anyone else that wants to come down and join this one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, you come down for your dedication.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to, Lisa, we just celebrated Christmas. And on Christmas Day, you know, we open gifts. That, you know, I'm sure there was gifts that said to Lisa from whoever. And you open those gifts and they became a reality to your life. But, you know, sometimes I know as a kid, we would get gifts and we would play with them for a while. And then we put them on the shelf, you know, and then, I know one time, I think I was in my teens, and I went in the attic and rediscovered some gifts that I got a long time ago and began to play with them again. And that's kind of like rededicating our life to God. You know, they were special at one time, but then they didn't become special anymore. But now it's time for them to become special again. You know, if I want to give you a gift, if I want to give you this book, how would you get it? You just reach out and take it. And that's the same way we receive gifts from God. Amen. Can I put my hand? I'm going to pray for you right now. Father God, we thank you for Lisa. We thank you for her life. And we thank you for forgiving her from her sins, Father. We thank you, Father, right now that as she comes back to you, we thank you, Father, that her life will never, ever be the same. We thank you, Father, for an exceedingly abundant 2022, and it will be the best year ever. We thank you that you're changing her life and you're setting her free. We thank you, Father, for Lisa. We thank you, Father, for the things that you want her to accomplish in her life, and we thank you that she'll accomplish those. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Lisa, will you go with Greg and Christy? They're going to pray with you a little more. They're going to make sure that you got everything you came for. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Let's stretch our hands out toward Lisa. Father God, we just thank you for Lisa. We thank you for her life. And we just thank you for ministering to her like never before, Father. We just thank you for setting her free. And we thank you, Father, that she'll have the best, greatest year she's ever had in 2022. And we just thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well,